consciousness of them. So, and so on the mere level, say the feeling, there's a truly existent appearance. And the mere level, say the cognition, aggregate of cognition, which was mere level, on that there's a true existent appearance. Projection. And the mere level does the combined, I guess, on the mere level one, there is the projection, there's true existent appearance. On the mere level, the consciousness, there is a true existent appearance in the projection. And then from there the limbs and down to the particles of the atoms. On all those mere level ones, there's a truly existent projection among this. Truly existent appearance, that's the projection. And the spirit second of consciousness, and the spirit second of that consciousness, all that. So all those which are mere level, that there's a truly existent appearance, a projection. So you can say projection or hallucination. So we can use other one of them. So that. Reflect on this. This is how it appeared and how I see it. My mind believe. So all these, then I think, from the eye down to the particular atom, split seconds, all these are hallucinations. So while you are practicing mindfulness, or looking at hallucination as the hallucination. You see, so the idea of emptiness comes in your heart as a result. So there, you see. Your understanding, you see, Chetanji Rangshan Tongba. So all the phenomena is natural empty, you see. So there. So exactly your mind. Exactly your mind. So that commentary is in your experience. The word was said in text is you are seeing that. So all this is so your mind seeing that. So now saying the out. The outside, you know, all this what we see here, all these things, every single phenomena that we see here, you know, all this. first of all, start with the form, all these things. So, all this, what is merely imputed by my mind, then there's the hallucination, say the truly existent appearance in the projected on all this. Completely covered, you see. So around here, just, you know, whether people are looking at people, whether you're looking at me, or the statues, or the everything here. So you see, then all here, then, so similar form, so this form, sound, in infinite sound, then there's a projection, inherent existence, you see, appearance, smell. I hope you have some smell there. Because we can't maintain anything. How you have some smell to in order to meditate on emptiness, so that we can meditate on it. So maybe somebody can create the smell. Anyway, to support to the next person to meditate on emptiness. Anyway, I'm joking. Anyway. So, anyway, so, anyway, whatever you call bad smell or good smell or fantastic, you know, smell, whatever. Anyway, so, merely impeded smell, but merely impeded smell, merely impeded by your mind, and then, see. So your mind emitted a real smell appearing from there, smell from its own side. Your mind emitted that. So your mind met a real smell appearing from there. See? What is the smell of perfume? What is the smell of caca, you know? or incense. By mind, and then and on that is covered by projection of the true direction appearance. So you hear my throat, my voice from throat. So let's see. Merely imputed one. And then then this hallucination, you see, to the extent say appearance, real voice, real say sound, you see, appearing to you. So anyway, so taste, similar to taste, merely imputed taste, covered hallucination, that one is covered by true listening to him, so the appearance. Then tangible, merely imputed tangible, you know, rough, this is soft, this is, you know, this is soft, this is rough, and this and that, you know, hard, this is hard, this, you know, like that. Merely imputed tangible, then it's covered by, you know, the truly existent appearance, you know, the hallucination or the projection. So, by reflecting the suffering. By reflecting the suffering, not animal realm, not brother realm, the heaviest suffering of samsara, heaviest suffering of samsara or in samsara, then. You see, also mind immediately imputed hell, merely into the hell, then on that project, then that's covered by, and that reality is covered, that, you know, covered by the truly existent appearance, that hallucination, projected there. So, the same cessation of defilement and complete, the realization. So that the mind or the ultimate nature of the mind, that which is free from all that, that which is free from all the defilement. So, because it's free from all the defilement, so it's completely, so that mind is completely in all the quality of realizations. That mind or the ultimate nature of that mind. So that's labeled merely imputed enlightenment. merely imputed enlightenment. and that is covered by that's the reality, but and that is covered by inherently existent truly existent appearance. The hallucination projected by the by one's mind. The negative imprint, thereby ignorance. So now, Chaitanya Rangshin, Tongbe, Tongbanyu, so now, all these whole phenomena is covered by hallucination. Starting from the eye, as we've mentioned before, all those phenomena, and all the rest of the phenomena, all covered by hallucination. All that which exists merely imputed by mind, all covered by hallucination. So perhaps the mindfulness a little bit. Perhaps the mindfulness here a little bit. Awareness of the hallucination. Looking at the hallucination, two which are hallucination. All these phenomena. Phenomena. Covered by hallucination. By my own hallucination. Hallucinations came from my mind. Projected by my mind. Including the mind, merely imputed, not covered by hallucination, in the intellect of the mind, the real mind, appearing from there. All these are hallucinations. All these are hallucinations. Just very deep mindfulness. All these hallucinations. Take the meaning of hallucination. What does it mean? All these are hallucinations. And take the meaning of that. What does it mean? Empty, non-existent. All this starting from the eye. All this phenomena, including the mind that we project, hallucination, all are totally same. See, they're all these, the way they appear, you know, something real from the totally empty, non-existent. In other words, that all those hallucinations, all the hallucinations. Including what's covered on merely imputed mind. And so that means all this, you know, actually is a non-existent entity. So what is appearing, the way it's appearing before you, hallucinations, means non-existent, totally non-existent. Now intensely concentrate on that emptiness. In emptiness, there's no this and that. There's no samsara, nirvana. There's no hell, enlightenment. There's no me and you, bad and good, pure and impure. In emptiness, there's not even the emptiness itself. Not even the emptiness itself. So, total. So now here you can see. You can get some idea that. No appearance of conventional truth, if it is appearance of conventional truth, there will be appearance of inherent existence. Sentient beings come together when there's appearance of conventional truth and appearance of inherent existence. So the truly existing appearance, object, there is an object to be repeated. In Tibetan called mega. So here, emptiness only. So it makes sense. Seeing, we're seeing emptiness only. Nothing else other than that. Emptiness only. Dong ba ni. Before, when you practice mindfulness, looking at everything, hallucination, that which is hallucination, all the projections, that time you start to see. You see, they're naturally empty. When you're looking at them, hallucination, it's hallucination, it's their hallucination. Yeah. So that makes your mind to see. You see. The nature of the phenomenon is empty. Yeah. Empty of existing persons. Before you 100% believe they exist, that they are truly existent. If they appear to you, you believe that they are truly existent. You see, before that. But after you look at, after you recognize this, projection, the hallucination is a hallucination. that time then, see, that makes your mind to see the phenomena are empty by nature. Empty of existing from the outside. empty of the nature. System comes out, you see. So, Chaitanya Chirashika, Dongbang, all the phenomena of nature empty. Empty by nature. That. Now, you see, nothing you see, no conventional appearance, you see, no true extent appearance, nothing, nothing slightest of that. You see, all those are totally empty, non-existent. What you see is only a total absence of that. Emptiness of that. Only that. Nothing else. That very intensive, very strong, very intense emptiness. That your mind see. That is the very nature of that. That is the very nature of the phenomena. If it's only. Now wisdom seeing your wisdom, seeing infinite in them, that becomes a curator of that the mental has everything. That's the creator of everything. Yeah, Satana.
The abbreviated sadhana. While there are emptiness, apam appears. And from this comes a variegated lot.
I think it should be kept like before. While it's empty, not while it's emptiness only. So it becomes emptiness only, then it's while it's only. Because there's differences. So here, before, just concentrating only on emptiness by stopping everything, see? Okay. Anyway, when you maintain emptiness, everything gets stopped. The true extent appearance, the conventional appearance, there's no nothing, see? So emptiness only. So now here, you see, so that your wisdom seeing that in this, then manifests. There's things. Mandala and the detail. All the details. So that means what it means is while it's in, so that mind which understands take this form. So whatever form that it takes, mandala or deity, the idea is constantly the mind is aware all these are empty. And the minute it takes form of mandala, it's empty. Empty of inherent intelligence. Yeah, that it doesn't have inherent intelligence. The minute it takes form of deity, there's awareness. that it doesn't have inherent existence, even though it appears, because we are sentient beings, so even though it appears inherent existence, but understanding that the mind which is formed deity, aware of understanding that it's not, that it doesn't have inherent existence, to have that awareness. So constantly, you know, constantly there is the practice of wisdom, you know, with the method, you see, mind focus on the mandala, deity, all the different, you know, billions of different things, the pure appearance, you know. Then, at the same time, there's a method. And sometimes the part that mind is aware. You see, every single of these things, you see, it takes form. It doesn't have any essential existence. Having understanding, even though it appears in heaven to exist, but the understanding is not true. You know, having that understanding, that mind is somehow aware. So that's wisdom, part of wisdom. So one mind practice method of wisdom together, inseparable. So that's what's called Vajra. That's what received the name Vajra, Vajrayana, Vajra. So if you meditate like that, inseparable method of wisdom like this, you know, deity, mandala, anything, then that's how it becomes Vajra, inseparable of two method of wisdom. Then this brings us, you know, ceases the defilements and grows subtle, then brings us to enlightenment. So this is called jnana, vek, so Vajrayana. So the sadhana from beginning to the end. So this is the way how we're supposed to practice. So it becomes in this way, then from beginning to the end, sadhana becomes Vajrayana. Otherwise not. Otherwise, just not, it doesn't become Vajrayana. It's only become, if you forget the part of, if you forget the emptiness, you know, then that's the nature of the phenomena. Then it's only the method that you can do, but it doesn't become Vajrayana. So that, so this is the, the foundation of the practice. like a flower. It's a flower, but flower makes noodles, flower makes momos, flower makes the bread, cake. Flour can be in all sorts of form, you see. So here, so the mind, your mind is the inseparable method of wisdom. It's like a flower, and this one. So while it's empty, you know, then while it's emptiness, then that means, you see, you're supposed to see only emptiness, no appearance of conventional truth. See, nothing. you can't have appearance of deity in that, you see, or mental or anything, you see. No truth or anything can't. So therefore, you see, while it's empty, it's empty of true existence. this one should be kept the same as the previous one. So we're offering the previous one is offering time while it's empty. So that, so here same, don't be angry. So while it's empty, then you see, then it fits. Otherwise, it's confusion. You see, then, your mind is impulse only. Then, you're supposed to not appear any conventional appearance, or you see nothing. then, at the same time, you have to you have to manifest mandala drishti. so that problem comes. Okay. So while it's empty, yeah.
In the blessing of the offering, it was while everything is empty.
That's right.
So we put it as
should be same here. Yes. Okay.
So while everything is empty, instead of while there are emptiness. So while everything is empty, instead of while there are emptiness.
I'm not saying that. While it's empty means while they're empty of true existence. You know, while they're empty of true existence means that.
In the blessing of the offering, it was while everything is empty, Om appears.
That's right. Okay. Exactly the same. Yeah.
Okay, and here it says, while there are emptiness, Pam appears.
Oh, so we throw away, we're going to throw away this word, only. The word only we're going to throw away this time.
There's no word only there.
Oh, what? before it's correct. Now the next one. When we say while, then we see we don't say only. While everything empty.
So the sentence goes: Om Sobhava Shuddho Sarva Dhamma Sobhava Shuddham. All phenomena are empty by nature and thus become emptiness only.
Perfect.
And then it goes on. While there are emptiness, a palm appears.
Oh, that's great. emptiness?
While there are emptiness, a palm appears.
No. And then it's okay. But not the word only.
There's no word only.
Oh, okay. I've been hearing this, maybe something wrong with my ear, but I've been hearing this part, emptiness, while everything emptiness only.
No. Oh, it's not there in the text. Maybe I said it, but it's not in the text.
That's what I was going to blame. I was about to say something for this. Anyway, go on. Okay, go on. Yes. Okay, now we run the horse.
So, while there are emptiness, a palm appears, and from this comes a variegated lotus. At its center is a white broom that completely transforms into the special mansion, square with four gates and so forth, along with the seats, complete in all details. In the center of the inner